When we look at nature, we can see or compare her now as a beautiful bride who decorates herself to meet her lover, the spring.
Когда видно природу, мы можем воспринять это пред основным классом, украшали солнцем своих любимых природы.
This spring is called Madhava. It's the name of Krishna. I would like to greet all of you for this Nam Yagya, which we will put under a very special heading. It's called, the heading is Crying for Krishna. I would like to read to you something which touched me very much in my heart. It's about the greatest treasure in Krishna consciousness. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dan, bhakti ei Krishna namas marana krandan. Bhakti yoga is the only wealth. Bhakti yoga means to cry while remembering the holy name of Krishna. In India, this is known. Artists who chant the holy names in Bangladesh before an audience of 50,000 people will say, "We hope that by our singing you will all cry." Imagine any artist of this world telling his audience, "I will sing now and I hope you will cry." In the West, this would not be understood so much. But Krishna Kirtan, Prabhu from Bangladesh, he, even when he was in the West, would announce to his audience, "We will sing Hare Krishna. I hope you will all shed tears in ecstatic love of Krishna." He would say like this. We can tell to the mother with the child that we have a room, she can take my room, because we need a peaceful atmosphere. It's all right. So, but in the light of this text from Vrindavan Das Thakur, we can understand. Bhakti yoga means you utter Hare Krishna, the name of Hari, and you shed tears. That is Bhakti yoga. This is Atma Krandan, the tears of the soul for her lover, the Supreme Lord. Because the soul is in the miserable place that is in the material world where it cycles from one birth to another, there is a good reason to cry for her Lord. Only because you are blind with pride, you cannot cry for the Lord. Let us look a little at the scientific understanding of crying. The eye is normally protected by the eyelid so that no dust or stones, or when you go through the forest, maybe twigs of the forest can harm the eye.
obično štiti kapke, kapci, tako da prašina ili određena četica ne mogu ući u oko i ozlijediti ga.
Also that no dryness comes, the eyelid is there and blinks. However, sometimes it can happen that dust will enter, even though there is a protective eyelid. This is an analogy. Our vision in this world is protected by knowledge. But sometimes it can happen that something comes into our lives and then you need to have a special protection, the protection of tears.
No, ponekad se dogode stvari u životu kada nam je potrebna posebna zaštita, to je zaštita suza.
Very fine channels will produce some water and then wash out the dust which is there.
Iako fini kanali će proizvesti vodu koja će ispusti prašinu.
If there are no tears in the eye dries out and you are in trouble.
Ako nema suza u oku,
so if you cannot cry for Krishna, if there are no tears in your eyes for your Lord, then you are in serious trouble. It's called material life.
Ako ne možete plakati za Krishna i ako u vašim očima nema suza, onda ste ozbiljnim problemima.
Do you know that there's one prize to get Krishna? It's your tears of eagerness. Only those who are very eager to get the Lord will get the Lord. Prabhupada even said you have to become mad for God. A God-intoxicated madman, then you will get him. This is the religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dancing and crying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Those who were near to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found themselves showered by his tears. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us the right prayer how to address the Lord in eagerness. My dear Lord, I'm your eternal servant. But somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. My dear devotees, come with me to Dvaraka. Enter one of the 108 palaces with me, where Krishna resided when he was present on planet Earth. In the palace which we enter, the Lord plays chess with his favorite queen, Rukmini. And he loses every game. Rukmini is surprised. She knows that when Krishna really played, the dice which he would throw would all be on his side and roll in his favor. Now Krishna was losing. This had never happened. So she asked, my Lord, where is your mind? You are not with the game. Krishna said, I'm thinking of my devotee Draupadi who is in trouble. She is in her month's blood, but she's dragged to the public assembly. They want to strip her naked. Oh, I mean, he said then quickly go there and save her. Krishna said, I will come too late, let's continue the game. He was playing again, but he was losing. Rukmini said, well, go on your Garuda eagle, which is so extremely fast. By the way, it's faster than the Croatian Airlines even. And save Rukmini. I will come still too late. Let's continue chess. My Lord, you are present in everyone's heart as the super soul. Just manifest from Draupadi's heart and just annihilate these rascals who want to harm your devotee. Krishna said, it's too slow, I will not reach in time. Rukmini didn't know what to say. They continued to play. After some time, Krishna jumped up. Now I can come. Draupadi has built the road for me to come. She has built the road of her tears. This is the only road I can travel to save her. My dear devotee, what does this little story tell us in the year 2007 in Croatia, where we have a million of things in our head and sometimes also a little Krishna? The road of tears to go to Krishna. What does this tell us? It tells us a very practical application. When you chant, you should go through a few steps before you chant. The first is really remember that you are a part of Krishna. You belong to Krishna. You are part of Him, just like maybe a piece of gold is part of the gold ore, or even better, a spark is part of a fire. That's the first step which you need to do to make your chanting successful. In scientific language, it's called chanting with sambandha, a feeling of relationship. Bring the name and Krishna together. Make them one. And also bring yourself at Krishna's lotus feet in your meditation. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, when you chant japa, you should feel that with your finger you are touching the lotus toes of Gauranga. You know, if your chanting is here and Krishna is nowhere, you will be nowhere in your chanting. You have to come close in your chanting. And the easiest is really to meditate how you are part of Krishna. And the next step is this beautiful little prayer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he says, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. It's a really miserable place. Please take me to you. Please accept me. Just coming before someone is not everything. You can go before someone, but if he ignores you, where is the relationship? But if you go before Krishna and Krishna accepts you, this is wonderful. When I chant, I always meditate like this. I meditate that Radha and Krishna are in a palace which closed doors and windows. Only their light from the bodily effulgence is coming through the door and the window. I know someone is there inside. I can see by the light. Then I go and I pray, please accept me, please open the door. And sometimes the door opens and I feel invited in, where my beloveds are staying and where they embrace me. I feel chanting shouldn't just be a lip thing, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhana. The treasure of Bhakti Yoga is when you can chant and really cry for Krishna. You should always try to find the treasure of Krishna consciousness. That which makes Krishna conscious so attractive. In your spiritual practice, don't stick with the formalities only. Become awakened in your feelings for Krishna. So, two things. Meditate about your relationship with Krishna and pray to be accepted. Another, third rule. The power of the presence. Be there now, completely. That means, bring your mind to the mantra. When we were in India just a few months ago and had our japa workshop, Burijan Prabhu introduced a very powerful technique, which was really, I mean, those who were there, they felt the door was opened and Krishna was just there. He called this the power of one mantra. What it means is you bring your whole concentration in this one mantra which you are chanting. You don't think of the other mantras you have chanted. And you also don't think of the mantras which you will most properly chant. You are just there with this one mantra. That's your only reality. You are in the presence. Most of us are always in the past. We feel victimized by what happened to us. Maybe what happened to us 1 hour ago when someone was not so nice to us, or when we lost all our kunas in the tram. Or we stay in the future, we think about what we are going to do when the evening ends. But the process of one mantra means you're just there with that mantra, nothing else. And when you try to do this, you will see a door will open for you. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much for listening. We will now try to chant.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Louder, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hey Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Very, very good chant. I remember today, 4 years ago, when I stayed at Uchagaon, the place of Lalita Sakhi. I was chanting on my japa from the morning around 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the evening. I remember I was sitting in something like a balcony from which I could look at one mountain called Sakigiri and then also Vashana, the place of Radharani. And in the morning sun would rise just like a red golden ball in the east, it was on the left. And then it would rise, no, it would set just on the right side in the west. In that west there was a nice lake in which the water buffaloes would swim sometimes. Now once, when I was looking at the setting sun, I saw actually two suns. I almost fell down from my balcony. Two suns? Then I saw there was this big sun, and on the ground the second sun was moving towards this lake and then disappearing in the lake. And I became interested. What is the second sun? And why is it bathing and disappearing in the lake? And what is this lake? I asked the people. And they said, oh yes, this is a divine being, a demigod, who always in the evening comes to take a bath in Dehakund. That's the name of that lake. Don't you know Dehakund? What happened here? And then I was informed that here there was once a Brahmana who wanted to marry his daughter, but because he was so poor, he could not do it, because if you marry your daughter, you have to give away wealth with your daughter. His wife was so disappointed with him. She said, "You fool! You should earn now some money. Don't read the Bhagavad Gita and these things. Just earn money to marry our daughter." And our Brahmana, who was a nice devotee, he went into the forest and he cried for Krishna. Oh Krishna, my wife has called me a fool. Oh, because I have no money to marry my daughter. Please come and help. And because he had some faith, Krishna actually appeared before him. Krishna, can you please give me some money to marry my daughter? Krishna said, I'm very sorry, I'm a poor cowherd boy, I only have a stick. And some milk products. Oh, said the Brahmana, tomorrow your milk products will be sour. Today I can't marry my daughter. Don't you have something? Krishna said, well, I have Radharani. So the Brahmana saw how Krishna called for Radha, and how Radha, bedecked with jewels, came with all her gopi friends to Krishna's side.
I Brahma je vidio kako je Krishna pozvao Radu i ona je došla ukrašena svim svojim dragulima i sa svojim prijateljicama i stala uz Krishna.
Jokingly, Krishna told Radha, I have just given you away to the Brahmana. He needs some wealth and you are the treasure of my life.
I šalići se, Krishna je rekao Radharani, upravo sam te dao ovom Brahmani koji je siromašan, ti se lako možda.
When Radharani heard this, she sent Krishna one of these sidelong glances, you know, which are just like arrows. Shum, shum. How can you give me away like a slave? But Radharani was not the only one who lamented. Her gopi friends lamented. Radha given away to a Brahmana? And even the Brahmana cried, oh Krishna, you have doubled my problem. Now I have to marry two daughters. Oh no, you have not thought properly. So then the gopi said, we will get Krishna, we will get Radharani back from you, Brahmana. Yes, said Krishna, we want to buy Radharani back from you, Brahmana. And he smiled his very special smile and he said, the price will be, we will put Radharani on one side of the scale, and then we have to put as many jewels on the other scale as Radharani's weight is. This is what you will get for Radharani. So a beautiful scale was brought. Radha was put on one side and many jewels on the other until the balance was there. And then all the jewels were given to the Brahmanas, Brahmana, and Radha and Krishna and the gopis disappeared. The Brahmana sat before a huge pile of jewels. Without Radha and Krishna. And now he really lamented. What a fool! I had Radha and Krishna's darshan. But because I was so much thinking of my little problem, I could not appreciate it. Are we not sometimes like this foolish Brahmana? We go through our lives with our small so-called problems. There is no problem. Absolutely no problem. The problem is you have forgotten Krishna. When you can solve this problem, all other problems go. How to turn to Krishna in every situation of the life, that is Krishna consciousness. And how to forget Krishna in every situation of your life, that's material consciousness. He was only thinking of marrying his daughter. That's why he traded Radha and Krishna for some jewels.
Krishna
I was sitting before this lake. It's called the Deha Kund. The Kund where you give your Deha, your body and everything which belongs to you, to Radha and Krishna. This heavenly being took his bath there. It said anyone who takes his bath in the Deha Kund and gives himself totally to Radha and Krishna, he will be accepted by the divine couple. There is one prayer, my dear devotees, where you can, through which you can offer yourself to Krishna. O Radha Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please rescue me from the troubles born from children, friends, and home. Yes, children, friends, and home can be a trouble. If they bring you away from Krishna. A long life full of health can be a problem. It is if it makes you forget Krishna. O Shishi Radha Krishna, today I place at your feet myself and everything I possess. I usually say this every time, but when we have a Nam Yagya, we need a meditational atmosphere. This means the parents have to just take their children and satisfy them so that they are peaceful and happy. The parents understood. O Radha and Krishna, I am the home of all offenses. I have given up all my spiritual duties. I don't even chant my rounds properly. O Radha and Krishna, I have no shelter. Please become my shelter. O Master of Radha, I am yours. O beloved of Lord Krishna, I am yours. I offer to you both my thoughts, words, and also my deeds. O Radha and Krishna, you both are the goal of my life. You are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me in your service. I always feel this practical surrender can be done to the holy name, and I want to chant now one more bhajan with you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Amo Rama, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, O Radhe, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare
Tapu pada, tapu pada, tapu pada.